We present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Sullivan Mystery, a serial by Francis Darbridge. Episode 5, The House of Barry.
You remember that fellow we met in the cocktail bar, the sandy-haired little chap?
Quinn, yes.
He's been murdered.
Murdered? When?
Shortly after he left us. Apparently he was shot.
Oh, poor man.
Steve, he gave you a card, didn't he? With an address on it.
Yes, that's right. The man with the antique shop, Avenue Schulemar. Here it is.
Zoltan Barry, art dealer. Curios a speciality, 227 Avenue Schulemar. English visitors welcome.
What are you thinking?
I was just wondering if by any chance Mr. Quinn...
What is it?
Have you seen the other side of this card? Have you seen what he's drawn on the back?
No.
Well, look.
Why? It's a pair of spectacles.
Yes.
Patrick Quinn told us to take this card to Mr. Barry, didn't he?
Yeah, well...
I've got a hunch that Mr. Quinn was waiting for us. He knew that we were staying in the hotel and that sooner or later we'd drift into the cocktail bar. I think that if you present this card to Zoltan Barry, he'll make you an offer for the spectacles.
Well, I've already had one offer. Constantine offered me £10,000 for them.
What are you going to do about the spectacles, Paul? Obviously, we can't just carry them about with us.
No, you're right. I'm not taking any more chances. I'm taking them down to the bank first thing tomorrow morning. They'll stay there until the real Mr. Sullivan puts in an appearance.
If there is a real Mr. Sullivan.
Hello. Have you changed your mind? I thought you were under the impression that Harold Darwin was Richard Sullivan.
I don't know. Sometimes I think that Richard Sullivan might be just a name. Possibly I was wrong about Darwin. And Joyce Raymond intended that we should deliver the spectacles to, well... to someone else.
Someone that ought to have met us the moment we stepped off the plane.
Yes.
Yes. But what's the mystery behind these glasses? Why was Constantine willing to pay £10,000 for them? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't care what the police say. They can't be just an ordinary pair of spectacles.
Darling, they are an ordinary pair of spectacles. That's the extraordinary part about it.
Well, in the first place,